Hey everyone, welcome back. Yes, it's time once again for Ted's Pronunciation Tips, lesson number 14 today. How's everything going so far? You doing well? Are you practicing a lot? Are you improving? I hope so. Today we're going to look at the P sound in English. P, p, p. It's a little bit tough because it's similar to the F, the V, and the B. How is it different? Well, the P is just like the B in that the mouth shape is the same. Remember the B? Put your lips together. B, b, blow. Well, the P is the same. P, p. It's just quieter. It's softer. You don't make a noise in your throat. You just let the air out. P, p. Now, at the beginning of a word, the air really comes out, p, with words like pause, pause, pass, pass. At the end of a word, it kind of doesn't explode so much. The air almost comes in. You don't go out with it, you come in with it. Words like up, up. We don't say up, up, no. Up, up, or drop, drop, up, drop. You still bring your lips together, you just don't blow out. Let's check the differences one more time. Pause, up, pass, drop. Got it? Let's take a look at three more words here. Trumpet, trumpet, trumpet. Up, up, peace. Peace. Trumpet, up, peace. Today's main dialogue had that noise, had that sound in it, I should say. Excuse me, may I pass by? Excuse me, may I pass by? Pass by. Go ahead. No problem. Okay, everyone, do you got it? Did you catch the point? Pause, pass, trumpet, peace. Keep practicing, everyone. Remember that? Practice makes perfect. See you next time on Ted's Pronunciation Tips.